主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
今天早晨，我们在你的爱中一同相聚。
That we can gather in, before you in your love this morning.
我们为着你这永不改变的爱，满心的感谢你。
We're truly thankful for this love that never changes.
因为你的爱，你保护了我们。
Because in your love, you have protected us.
你供应了我们。
You've supplied our every need.
你扶持了我们。
You sustain us.
主啊，今天早晨。
Lord, this morning.
但愿无论在会所中聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Whether we are meeting here in person.
或者在线上在家中聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Or meeting remotely,
无论是年长的
the elderly,
中年的年幼的
middle-aged and the young people,
都蒙恩在你自己的跟前
that we can all be blessed as we come before you,
在这个末后的世代
that in these last days,
我们知道你的旨意很快就要成就
know that your will quickly be completed,
你用你自己丰盛的恩典托住你的家。
And you use your abundant presence to hold your family.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
我们知道你的爱一定要把我们带到路中。
Your love will lead us to the end.
我们渴望你的回来。
We desire for your return.
愿今天早晨。
This morning,
说话翻译的都在膏油的里面。
We pray that the speaking and the interpreting and hearing will be under your anointing.
让所有听话的也在膏油的里面。
And those who listen will be under your anointing.
主啊，你是配得高举的神。
You are a God who is worthy of being exalted.
你的名理当得着荣耀。
And your name is to be glorified.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，在林环弟兄啊上来交通之前。
Before our brother Juan comes up to preach.
啊，我用一点短短的时间和弟兄姊妹相互有些的劝勉。
I just have a few words of encouragement.
在马太福音24章的里面。
In Matthew 24.
主用很沉重的话告诉我们。
And the Lord uses some pretty serious words to remind us.
他说，所以你们要警醒。
He says, therefore, be on alert.
所以你们要预备。
Therefore, be ready.
所以对于我们今天活在末后时代中的圣徒。
For those of us Christians who are living in the end times.
警醒和预备。
Being on alert and being ready are the two most important things.
因为主的国度很快就要降临。
Because the kingdom of heaven is coming quickly.
我已经多次和弟兄姊妹提到。
I've already mentioned many times.
无论我们周遭发生多少的事情。
Regardless of the events in our lives.
无论情况怎样的改变。
Regardless of how the circumstances in the world change.
希望我们有一个强烈的心愿。
But may we have a steadfast desire
当天国降临的时候,
that when the kingdom of heaven comes,
我们一定要进天国,
that we can confidently enter in.
弟兄姊妹, 若是进不了天国,
brothers and sisters, if you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven,
你在地上说什么都没有用。
And no matter what you say in the world, it's useless.
所以求主把我们的注意力引在将要面临这个世界神的大荣耀上。
May we place all of our focus on the glorious day, on that glorious day.
感谢主，他还没有回来。
We thank the Lord, he has not returned yet.
因为他宽容我们。
Because he allows.
他给我们机会。
He has given us opportunity.
主借着这一次的这个 pandemic。
And through this pandemic,
我个人感觉已经给我们很严肃的一个提醒。
I feel that the Lord has given us a very severe reminder.
如果我们还不警醒,
if we are not alert,
还不能预备,
and if we are still not ready,
那当天国降临的时候,
that when the kingdom of heaven comes,
我们无法进天国, 你也没有话可说。
And if we can't enter in the kingdom,
所以今天早晨我愿意再和弟兄姊妹们做一点的提醒。
We have no defense for that.
巴望那一天。
So I remind everyone that to be prepared for that day, that before the Lord,
他在中间。
He is in the midst.
我也在其中。
that we might be included in that number. Then that will truly be a day of great celebration. So, brothers and sisters, regardless of what happens in our lives in this world, that's all secondary. May the Lord remind us.
那么主告诉我们要警醒,
the Lord reminds us to be on alert. Because being alert speaks to the times that we're in. We are living in an evil and dark time. And we are, the world is very evil. And mankind is in a state of chaos. So we remind brothers and sisters, the people of the world can be
abnormal.
But we need to live that normal life. Live that life that is pleasing before the Lord. The rest of the world can be unstable. But we need to live a life of peace and stability. Regardless of what news you hear, we need to maintain the peace within our hearts and to rely on the Lord. This is extremely important, brothers. We are the children of God. We don't need to live in that instability. So we need to have a life that is separated. So may the Lord protect all the brothers and sisters, that we can live a normal life,
活得安息,
live a life of peace,
活得灵里面满有喜乐,
a life full of joy in the Spirit.
啊, 第二件事情,
the second thing,
我们需要预备,
we need to be ready. I've already mentioned many times with brothers and sisters,
最重要的预备的两件事情, 一定不可少的,
the two most important things that cannot be lacking in,
第一个就是要叫你的器皿中有膏油,
is that we need to have the anointing oil in our vessel.
要保持我们灵里面光景的明亮,
and we need to maintain the brightness in our vessel. We cannot let that light fade.
也不要叫这个灯熄灭了,
and we cannot let this light be put out. So we need to have the anointing oil within.
那圣经告诉我们, 如果你不顺服膏油, 你怎么能得着膏油呢?
The Bible says if you're not obedient to that holy anointing, how can you gain that oil?
所以天天的生活里面,
so in our daily life,
无论我们想什么, 做什么, 说什么, 都要顺服膏油。
Everything, whether in our speech and our actions, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then the vessel that we are will be filled with oil.
And
we will be like the five wise virgins.
That
when the bridegroom comes, you can enter into the wedding banquet.
啊, 第二件重要的事情,
and that second point,
那么就是要叫我们的衣裳时常洁白,
is that we have to put on robes of white.
啊, 我们一定要在主面前让我们的行为能符合神的公义。
And we need to make sure that our behavior and how we live is pleasing before the Lord.
所以若是主光照我们,
and if the light of the Lord shines upon us,
所有对神对人所有的亏欠,
all the shortcomings that we have before the Lord and before man, we need the covering of the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹们千万不要轻看这件事情,
please do not look lightly upon this.
因为将来我们必须要穿光明洁白的细麻衣来迎接我们的主,
because one day we will put on the robe of white that is made of fine linen,
所以,
to meet our Lord.
所以现今是我们的机会,
So time is our opportunity.
是我们可以预备的。
And this is time for us to make ourselves ready.
愿我们里面能有柔软的心, 顺服神的带领。
May we have a teachable heart to follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们无论对主的亏欠,
and all of our shortcomings towards God,
对我们弟兄姊妹所产生的亏欠,
towards our brothers and sisters,
对我们家人所产生的亏欠,
towards our family members,
我们都求主让我们在他的面前能够承认,
we all need to confess these before the Lord,
好叫他的血把我们完全洗得洁净,
so that His precious blood can wash us completely clean.
所以弟兄姊妹在预备的生活里面,
so brothers and sisters, in a life of being prepared, these are two things we cannot be lacking in.
一个器皿中必须有油,
that in our vessel, we must have oil, be filled with oil.
那么衣裳必须洁白,
and we must put on the robes of white.
神的恩典很大,
the grace of God is tremendous.
就是每个弟兄姊妹都可以做到的,
and every brother and sister can have this and achieve this.
我再提醒弟兄姊妹,
and I'll remind everyone again,
如果你轻忽这些事情,
if you look lightly upon these,
那个后果是可怕的,
the result is terrifying.
所以仰望主的怜悯,
so we look to the Lord's mercy.
今天主还把机会给我们,
God has given us opportunity.
所以今天早晨呢, 我就利用这点时间再和弟兄姊妹们相互的勉励。
I just wanted to use this short time to remind everyone again.
好, 我们把下面时间呢, 就交给我们林环弟兄。
We'll give the following time to our brother friend.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
And we thank the Lord for our Father Son's exhortation.
我们感谢主给我们借着圣经给我们这些劝勉。
And but it is also a great joy and to see brothers and sisters here.
今天早晨看到弟兄姐妹也是有很大的喜乐。
If you have your Bible with you, and please let's first turn to 1 John.
如果你手上你的自己的圣经，请你打开约翰一书。
And please turn to John chapter 4. We're going to read verses 16 and 17.
请打开约翰一书，翻到第四章，我们要读16节、17节。
I'm going to read in English, and if you read in Chinese, please just follow along.
我要英文念，所以你如果是读中文的话，你可以跟着一起念。
And the next verse, our brother is going to read in Chinese. If you are English reader, please just follow along.
然后下一节的话，就我们弟兄用中文念，然后你英文可以跟着念。
And 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
约翰一书第四章16节和17节。
And we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have a confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in the world. And the next verse is in 1 John also, chapter 2, verse 5.
下一节经文也在约翰一书第二章第五节。
Our brother, please.
这一节我们中文念英文可以跟着。 凡遵守主道的爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的, 从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
Okay, and the last verse is also in 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. And I'm going to read in English.
最后一节也在约翰一书是第四章的第十二节, 我要用英文念。
And no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. So, in 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, which we just read,
我们刚才读到约翰一书四章十六十七节。
And here, Apostle John says that God is love.
在这里，使徒约翰说神就是爱。
And if we abide in love, we abide in God.
我们住在爱里面，我们就住在神里面。
And he also mentioned that love is to be perfected in us.
他也讲到说，爱在我们里面应当得以完全。
And when love is perfected, then we will have a confidence in the day of judgment.
当爱是完全的时候，在审判的日子，我们就可以坦然无惧。
And the word perfect，
这个字完全。
And there's a maybe a, could be a, we could have a, this a picture describing the meaning of it.
我们可以用一些一个图画来描述这个字的意思。
And someone used this in the olden times for the pirates telescope.
这好像在古时候呢，那海盗拿了一个这个望远镜。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you ever seen the olden time the pirates telescope?
我不晓得弟兄姐妹见过在古时候那个海盗用的那个望远镜。
And this is a tube and with multiple stages.
因为那个望远镜是一个管子，然后可以慢慢 一段一段拉长。
Yeah, once the tube is extended into his final stage, that is meaning being perfected.
所以当这个望远镜把它拉到底的时候呢，那个意思就是完全了。
And so that we can see that being perfected means it's a growing process.
所以我们可以看见说要完全就是一个过程。
And brothers and sisters, God's love is perfect.
神的爱是完全的。
His love is complete.
他的爱是完整的。
And yet for us to experience, to know His love is a growing process.
但是要我们来经历，来认识神的爱，这却是一个过程。
And it requires our love for Him.
那也要求我们对神有爱。
And it requires our love for one another.
也要求我们彼此相爱。
And brothers and sisters, we are all as children of God, we are all in this process of being perfected.
作为神的儿女们，弟兄姐妹们，我们都是在这个神成爱的成全的过程里面。
And when the goal is reached,
当那个目标目的达到的时候
，when the love is perfected,
当爱完全的时候
，and we will have a confidence in the day of judgment.
那我们在审判的日子就可以坦然无惧。
And we already mentioned that this love is God's love from the writing of Apostle John.
那我们从约翰的记载，我们知道这个爱是神的爱。
And we know that in the original language is agape.
我们知道在希腊原文这个字用的是 agape.
And the meaning to this love is not of a self-satisfaction or affection.
这个爱的意思并不是说只是满足自己或者自己的情感。
And this love is not drawn out of any, because of any merits of the objects.
而这个爱也不是因为这个被爱的对象有任何价值。
Rather, it is an exercise of a divine will and in deliberate choosing.
而这事实上是神他自己在精心选择里面的一个旨意。
And this is the very nature of our God.
而这正是我们神的本性。
And John also says in 3 John that this love is in truth.
而约翰在约翰三书里面也说，这爱是在真理里面。
So brothers and sisters, this God's love is compatible with truth, and is being set by the boundary of truth.
所以我们知道神的爱和真理是相容的，而且神的爱是在真理的范围里面。
And there's a side note here. In the Bible, there's another word of love is phileo.
而我们知道在圣经里面另外一个爱的这个字，它用原文是 phileo.
And
phileo.
The phileo is means affection or friendship.
而 phileo 这个字呢，是表示说感情上或是一种
友情。
友情
yeah. And sometimes we consider this kind of love is inferior.
那有时候我们觉得说这种爱呢是好像比较次等一点。
Yes, when God commands us to love, He commands us to love with agape love.
是的，当神命令我们要彼此相爱，神是用 agape 这个字来说的。
But as we read the Bible, we also can see that God also love us with a phileo love.
但是我们读圣经，我们知道神也用 filial 这个爱来爱我们。
And we can see that that's the relationship between God the Father and the Son, as recorded in John chapter 5, verse 20.
我们也知道在约翰福音第五章二十节那里记载父神和他爱子之间的关系。
And it talks about our relationship with the Father that is recorded in John 16, verse 27.
而在约翰福音十六章二节那里也记载着我们与父神之间的爱。
And even that refers to our relationship with one another. And then we can see that in Titus chapter 3 verse 15.
而我们在提多书第三章那里也看到说讲到说我们彼此之间的爱。
And even the church in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia means a brotherly love, that is a love of phileo. But what is the importance to know the difference in the relationship of these two kinds of love?
那么我们为什么要注意到这 filio 跟 agape 这个爱 两个之间的不同和他们的关系呢？
And brothers and sisters, because we could easily go to extremes.
因为弟兄姐妹，原因是我们很容易就走偏了，走到极端。
And if we only have agape love, sometimes we could just try to exercise our will and to choose to love God and to love our brothers and sisters. Sometimes it could be a little bit cold.
所以如果我们只是讲到这agape这种爱的话，也许我们只是用我们的意志来去爱，那有时候这个爱会显出来比较冷淡。
Yeah, I remember at times when I first heard about we need to love God with the agape love, we need to love our brothers with the agape love. And for that time, I was a little bit, whenever I saw my brother and sister, I feel a little bit awkward.
因为我当初被提醒说我们要用神的爱 agape 的爱来爱弟兄姊妹的时候，那我遇到弟兄姊妹的时候，我还是觉得有点尴尬。
And I don't even know I need to put on a smile, and if I should show any affections, because that's a phileo.
因为我就想说，我是不是应该用笑脸来对待他们，或者说表现出我的情感，因为这就是 phileo 这种爱了。
And that could not be spiritual.
那我以为说这样的话，也许就不属灵了。And
but on the other hand, if we all go all for phileo, then we can just go beyond the boundary of a truth.
但是在另一方面来看，如果我们只是用 phileo 这种爱的话，也许我们爱就变成超乎超过真理的范围。But
we thank the Lord for our Christian love. We have agape and we also phileo.
那我们感谢神，因为我们基督徒彼此相爱，我们不但有神的爱 agape， 也有 这种弟兄的爱, filial.
And my understanding is that the agape is the very foundation for the filial to be built on.
因为我的感觉是 agape 这个爱事实上是 filial 的爱所建造的基础。
Is the agape first?
我们应当先有神的爱。
And with the truth as its bound.
然后用真理来做它的范围。
With a determination to love.
而我们应当定义来要爱人。
And based on agape, then the phileo can grow.
那么根据有这种 agape 这种神的爱， 那么弟兄相爱 phileo 就可以生长。
And brothers and sisters, we back to the agape love.
所以我们现在回到 agape 这个爱。
And we can see that only God is the very source of this kind of love.
我们可以看见说这样的爱是只有从神而来。
And as human, we also have a love.
我们人作为人，我们也彼此间有爱。
But our love is always self-centered.
但是我们的爱常常都是以自我为中心的。
And it is self-based.
Self-based. 是以自己的步骤来去爱的。 Self-based.
根据自己的需要来去爱人。 And this agape love cannot be found in our fallen nature.
因为这个神的爱, agape 的爱在我们这种堕落的天性里面是找不到的。
And it is from God and from God only.
因为这样的爱也只有在神那里, 而且只有从神而来。
So brothers and sisters, our God is love.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们的神就是爱。
What he thinks, what he plans, what he acts is all out of love.
神所思想的, 神所计划的, 神所栽植的都是因为爱。
Love is the very essence of our God.
爱就是我们神最本来的本性。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what circumstances we are in,
弟兄姐妹们, 不论我们自己所处的光景如何,
no matter what difficulties we are faced with,
不论我们遇到何等样的困难,
we shall never doubt God's love.
我们应当永远不怀疑神的爱。
He loves you.
神爱你。
He loves me.
神爱我。
He permits things to happen to us. That is also out of His love.
他容许一些事情发生在我们身上, 这也是因为出于他的爱。
And we all know that love leads to action.
我们也都知道爱会带出行动。
And if there is love, there is action.
因为若是那里有爱,
and God is love, and He demonstrates His love on the cross, as Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
因为正如保罗在罗马书第五章第八节那里讲到说神是爱而且他用行动显明他的爱
And John says in 1 John chapter 4 that he sent God sent his son to die on the cross as our propitiation
约翰在约翰一书那里讲到说神差他的儿子为我们死为我们的罪做了挽回祭
The propitiation refers to the dealing of our sins
因为这个挽回祭呢，是表示说对付了我们的罪。
And brothers and sisters, sins sever our relationship with God.
因为罪主角了我们与神父神之间的关系。
And He created a great chasm between God and us.
而这个罪也在我们与神之间产生一个鸿沟。
If this issue of a sin has not been dealt with, we cannot truly receive God's blessings. That is to receive the life in Christ Jesus.
如果这个罪这个问题不解决，我们就没有办法从神那里得着神所给我们的福分。And
God in His love sent His Son to die on the cross as our propitiation to deal with our sins.
而神在他的爱里面差他的儿子为我们的罪做回挽回祭。But
that is also on the negative, the passive side of it.
当然，这看起来是有点负面。But
that is only for the negative and the passive side of it.
这只是作为处理我们负面这方面的问题。
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, but for the positive side, and God is to give His Son as our life.
但是正面来看呢, 神是要把他儿子的生命也赐给我们。
And that is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
这也是在约翰一书那里,第四章那里讲到的。
And the Apostle John says that by this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
And also in God's love, He has become our Father.
而在神的爱里面，我们看见神也做我们的父。
1 John chapter 3, verse 1. The Apostle John says, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we will be called children of God, and such we are."
约翰一书三章第一节那里讲到说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
In this new life, we have this life relationship with God as our Father.
而在这个新的 关系里面，在这个爱里面，我们和神有一个父子的关系。
And John says that, see how great a love.
约翰这里讲说，看啊，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
And the see could also be translated as behold. He wants us to look into it with some kind of intensity, to look at it intensely.
而这个看，事实上原文是非常强烈的，非常专注的来仔细的来看。
Yes. Brothers and sisters, we are children of God. We shall never forget our identity, especially for our young brothers and sisters among us.
弟兄姐妹们，是的，我们是神的儿女，特别是在这里的青年弟兄姊妹们，我们应当要记得有这一点。
That set apart from the rest of the world.
也这是我们的身份，使我们与这世界其余的人分开。
That is our honorable, glorious identity. The Creator of all is our Father.
而这位创造万物的神是我们的父亲，这实在是我们一个极荣耀、极尊贵的一个身份。And
as our Father, our God cares for every detail in our life.
他是我们的父，所以他实在是眷顾我们生命中每一个细节。And
He loves every child of His.
他也爱他每一个儿女。In
a very personal way.
他是每一个一个的去爱他们。And
in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, and the Lord says that our Father even numbered the very hairs of our head.
在马太福音十章三十节那里讲到说，我们的父神甚至把我们头上的头发都数过了，编过号。
I have been greatly encouraged and by this verse so many times.
因为我个人被这节经文实在激励，被安慰了好多次。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know how many, do you know how many hairs you have?
弟兄姐妹，你知道你头上有多少头发吗？
And probably most of us do not know.
我想大多数应该是不知道。
But our Father loved us to such an extent, He even knows such a detail in our lives.
但我们的父神,他认识我们到这么一个精细的地步, 他甚至每一根头发他都知道。
And for the past year and a half, I've lost a lot of hair.
在过去一年半里面, 我的确掉了很多头发。
And so for the fallen hairs, to me, it's just something I need to clean up.
对我而言,好像那些掉在地上头发就是好像必须要把它清理一下。
But every time when I try to clean up those hairs,
但每一次当我在清理这些掉下来的头发的时候,
I was reminded there's a number to each one of them.
那我就被神的话提醒说,这每根头发都编过号。
And it became a reminder of my Father's love to me.
那实在是提醒我,神向我的爱是何等的慈爱。
Brothers and sisters, our God, our Father loves you and me, even to such a detail. He knows and He numbers every hair on your head.
弟兄姊妹们,我们的神,我们的父,他爱我们到一个地步,他知道我们每一根的头发。
And if we truly come to know the love of our Father,
所以我们真的来认识到我们神的爱,
it will be very natural for us to respond to His love by loving Him.
那么我们对他很适当的一个回应就是来爱神。
But to love God is not just some kind of emotional reaction.
但是爱神并不只是我们情感上的一个反应而已。
And rather it is to follow and it is to keep His commandments.
而事实上是要来遵守他的命令。
And in John chapter 14, our Lord says,
在约翰福音十四章那里，我们的主这样说，
He who has my commandments and keep them is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
And also John says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5,
约翰在约翰一书第二章第五节也这样说，
If we keep His word, the love of God has been truly perfected in us.
凡遵守主道的, 爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
So, brothers and sisters, and to love God is to keep His commandments.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们要爱神, 我们就应当遵守神的命令。
As a matter of fact, the commandments of God is also the love of God.
事实上, 神的命令事实上也是神的爱。
And our God is love.
因为我们的神就是爱。
Everything from Him is out of love.
因为凡从他所出来的都是因为爱的原因。
And sometimes we may think that God's commandments are burdensome.
我们有时候可能会觉得神的命令很难遵守。
But as a matter of fact, it is also God's love for us.
但是事实上,这实在也是神向着我们的爱。
So, brothers and sisters, if we are willing to be obedient to His commandments,
所以弟兄姐妹们,我们是愿意来遵守神的命令的时候,
and so on the one hand, we can experience the love of God.
从一方面来看,我们可以经历神的爱。
Also on the other hand, we are showing our love to Him.
从另外一方面来看,也是把我们的向他的爱来显明出来。
And so, like our Lord says, if he who has His commandments and keep them, is the one who loves Him.
正如我们主耶稣说的, 凡有了我的命令又遵守的, 这人是爱我的。
So to have His commandments is just a part of the story.
所以我们有神的命令只是这故事里面的一部分。
And to keep them is to complete the story.
而我们能够遵守这样的命令是把这个故事写完了。
I think probably we can see that in our family life. If a parent says, my children truly love me, but they just don't listen to me.
也许我们可以从家庭中的生活这些话语来讲一讲。比如说，如果有父母亲说， 哦，我的孩子们是很爱我， 可是他们却不听我的话。
And probably we'll feel like it's kind of awkward, something wrong there.
那我们听到这样的话， 我们觉得说， 听起来会有点怪怪的。
And yes, because of the love is, our love to God is being shown in our obedience to His commandments.
是的,我们的爱之所以显明出来就在于我们能否顺从神的命令。
So, brothers and sisters, as we keep His commandments, as the Apostle John says,
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们若如同使徒约翰这样说的话，我们能够守神的命令。
And we are to abide in Him, and we are also to abide in His love.
我们就能够住在神里面，能够住在神的爱里面。
And but to His commandments is not by our own strength, our own effort.
但是我们要来守神的命令，不是靠我们自己的能力。
And if we are to do that, and we are doomed to fail.
因为如果我们只想靠我们自己的能力来守神的命令，我们一定会失败。
And probably we all remember the Israelite people of old and how they tried to keep God's commandments and they just utterly failed.
那我们可以看到以色列的历史，他们怎么样来试着想要守神的命令，但是他们完全失败了。
But we thank the Lord for His full provision in the salvation.
但是我们感谢神，他在救恩上面完全的预备。
And He has given us His word and through the Bible.
他也把他的话赐给我们，就是在这本圣经里面。
And He also given us the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has fulfilled all the requirements in God's will in His word.
他也把主耶稣基督赐给我们，因为主耶稣自己成全了神一切的话语。
And the Holy Spirit also now is in you, in me.
而今天圣灵也正住在你里面和我的里面。
Then the Holy Spirit is leading us to live out that life, and so that all the commandments, all the will of God could be fulfilled and realized in our daily walk.
而圣灵在我们里面也帮助我们能够活出这个能够守神命令的一个生活。
Brothers and sisters, the love of God in us is being perfected by our keeping His commandments, keeping His word.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们能够守神的命令、守神的话语的时候，神的爱就在里面完全了。
And we know that all God's words are His commandments.
那我们也知道，神一切的话语都是神的命令。
And in 1 John, there's one commandment that is especially repeated and emphasized concerning our love being perfected.
但是在约翰一书里面讲到说，一直讲到说我们的爱被成全。
There's one particular commandment concerning that.
这那里有讲到一个命令是对于这方面的。
Yes, and that is to love one another.
也就是那个命令就是要彼此相爱。
And brothers and sisters, to love one another, to love our brothers and sisters is a commandment of our God, our Father.
弟兄姐妹们，我们彼此相爱，这事实上是从神，我们父来的命令。
And we love our Father, love our God, we ought to keep His commandments to love one another.
所以当我们爱我们的神，爱我们的父，我们也应当彼此相爱，因为这是神的命令。
And in our family life, if as a parent is seeing, there's a constant fight among the children.
如果在我们的家庭生活里面，我们看到我们儿女们常常争吵的话，
or the children are very distant and very indifferent to one another.
或者是这些儿女们，他们彼此都是远离的，没有相亲相爱。
And then that will bring a lot of pain and sorrow to the parents.
那对父母亲心里就会觉得有很多的伤痛。
But on the flip side, if the children are in love, in harmony, and I think we all, as parents, we all feel rejoice, all being filled with a pleasure.
那另外一方面，如果我们看到我们的儿女们彼此都是非常和谐的相处，我们心里会觉得非常的喜悦。
So, if we truly come to know the heart of our Father,
所以我们若是真能够认识到我们父的心,
and not only will we love Him, but we also love our brothers and sisters.
那我们就不仅会我们爱我们的神, 也会爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
On the flip side, if we do not know the heart of our Father,
但是在另一方面, 我们若不认识神的心意,
if we do not appreciate His love,
我们若不能够对他的爱有感恩,
and it will be difficult, or if not impossible for us to love our brothers and sisters.
那么要我们能够爱弟兄姐妹们的话，也许就会非常的困难。
And probably we remember the story in Luke 15.
或许我们还记得路加福音15章的故事。
The prodigal son.
就是讲到那个浪子。
And oftentimes our emphasis is on the younger son, the one who didn't appreciate the love of the father and he left home.
因为我们常常好像注意到那个 弟弟就是他，因为他不对父亲有任何感恩，所以他就带着家产就离开了。
And we can actually in that story there's another son, the older son.
但在那个故事里面，事实上有另外一个儿子是做哥哥的。
And the older son was more duteous, and he seems to do whatever his father asked him to do.
这位做哥哥的呢, 他事实上好像都很尽责, 因为他都听从了他父亲交代他做的事。
But as a matter of fact, the older son didn't appreciate or understand the love of his father as well.
但是我们后来发现呢, 这位做哥哥的, 他事实上好像也并不明白他父亲的爱。
And he, although he didn't leave home physically,
这位做哥哥的, 他虽然说没有像他弟弟一样离开这个家,
his heart was so distant away from his father.
但他的心里面却是跟他的父亲好像有一大段的距离。
And to him, everything he did was out of duty, out of obligation.
因为对他而言，他所做的每一件事情都好像只是出于责任而已。
And there was no joy.
因为在他做这些事情的时候，他没有任何喜悦。
And so for these two sons, one is away home, one is at home.
所以这两个儿子，一个是离开了家，一个却还在家里面。
And yet both of their hearts are away from the father.
但他们两个的心事上都与他们的父亲是远离的。
And both of their hearts are away from each other.
而他们两个人彼此的心也是远离的。
And when the younger son returned home,
当那位做弟弟的回家的时候,
And the older son said to his father, "This son of yours."
而那位做哥哥的是对他父亲说，看了你这个儿子。
He meant that he's not my brother. He's only a son of yours.
所以他心里似乎有这种感觉。 这个弟弟不是我的兄弟, 只是你的儿子而已。
There was no brotherly love between them.
换句话说, 在这两个兄弟当中, 他们没有弟兄相爱这个爱。
But parents, brothers and sisters, do we remember how the father replied?
但弟兄姐妹, 我们记得呢, 父亲怎么回答吗?
This brother of yours was dead and he and has begun to live.
这位父亲是这样回答说，你这位兄弟是死而复活的。
He is not just only my son.
你这位兄弟不仅仅是我的儿子而已。
But he is your brother.
他也是你的兄弟。
Brothers and sisters, this is our father's heart.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们父神的心意。
And how much do we need to draw near to our Father often?
我们实在应该常常来靠近我们的父神。
To allow the Spirit to reveal the love of the Father in us.
好让圣灵能够将父神的心意能够启示在我们当中。
So that we can truly appreciate that we are beloved of our Father.
所以我们真的可以看见说我们是蒙父所爱的。
And our dear brothers and sisters are also our Father's beloved.
而我们应当看见我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们也是蒙我们父神所爱的。
Our Father commands us to love one another.
我们的父命令我们，吩咐我们要彼此相爱。
And in 1 John chapter 3, John says that we need to pattern our love for one another after our Lord Jesus Christ.
而在约翰一书那里讲到说，我们应当按照我们主耶稣的爱作为我们爱人的模式。
And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16.
在约翰福音，约翰一章，约翰一书第三章十六节那里讲到。
And I'm going to read this verse.
我要来读这节经文。
We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And here, life is not just a physical life. Actually, in the original language, it refers to our soul.
而这里讲到舍命这个命呢，事实上不只是我们身体这个命，而是讲到魂生命。
Yeah, it's talk about our soul life.
讲到我们的魂生命。
Our Lord set a perfect example right in front of us how to love the brethren.
因为我们主耶稣为我们设立一个非常好的榜样，如何来爱弟兄。
And he laid down his soul life.
因为主耶稣是把他的魂生命舍了。
And brothers and sisters, says, we are learning to love one another.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们学习彼此相爱的时候，
And we are also learning to put aside our soul life and our opinions, our choices, our preferences, just for the edification of our brothers and sisters.
所以当我们学习来爱我们弟兄的时候，事实上我们是学习把我们的自己的魂生命放下， 就把我们自己的意见，把我们自己的感情，把我们自己的喜好放下，
brothers and sisters, to love our brothers and sisters, that requires the work of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，要我们要来爱，我们要来彼此相爱，就必须要有十字架的功课。
And that is the touch of the cross in our soul.
也就是十字架必须要来摸到我们的魂生命。
And that is the work of a self-denial.
这也就是说我们必须要来舍己。
So when we love the brethren, when we love our brothers and sisters, the love of God has been perfected in us.
所以当我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹的时候， 神的爱就在我们身上完全了。
We have mentioned that this perfection is a process.
我们已经说过， 这一个完全是一个过程。
And like extending the pirate's telescope to its end.
就好像说那个海盗的这个望远镜， 我们要一直拉， 拉到完全为止。
And the end is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the goal.
当我们把这望远镜拉完之后， 我们就可以看见在那尽头呢， 是我们主耶稣基督， 就是我们的目的。
When the love is being perfected, then we will be more like Christ.
当爱完全的时候呢， 更多完全的时候， 我们就更多像我们的主。
And we will know more and experience more God's love.
我们就可以认识并经历更多神的爱。
And then we will love God more, and we will love our brothers and sisters more with God's love.
我们也可以用神的爱来更多的爱神， 更多的爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we may love our God on our own.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许我们是自己可以爱神。
But our God has never intended us to be a lone rangers.
但是我们的神从来不要只是我们个人爱神而已。
If we just love our God on our own, we may have a love, but this love has not been perfected.
也许我们可以说我们自己来爱神， 但是这爱并没有完全。
So how much do we need to thank God for our dear brothers and sisters?
所以我们为着我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们， 我们应当何等的感谢我们的神。
We thank our brothers and sisters for giving us a chance to love.
因为我们感谢神赐给我们弟兄姊妹， 好叫我们有机会可以爱他们。
We learn to love one another, even we could be very different in many ways.
我们虽然彼此在很多方面都不同， 但是我们仍然可以学习着来彼此相爱。
But we thank God, this love is God's love.
我们感谢神， 因为这爱是神的爱。
As we keep God's commandments in loving one another,
当我们讲到说这个爱的分这个命令，
the love of God has been perfected us so that we have confidence in the day of judgment, the day we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
当我们看到这个爱完全的时候呢， 当在审判的日子， 那时候我们就可以坦然无惧。
Dear brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit continue to reveal the love of God, our Father, in us.
弟兄姊妹们， 我们真是愿意圣灵常常继续把神的爱显明在我们当中。
So that we can truly love Him and love our brothers and sisters more and more.
我们可以更多的来真实的爱他， 也爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And during the pandemic, we might have not been able to see one another as much.
在这个疫情的当中， 也许我们弟兄姐妹彼此很少见面。
But I personally have witnessed and experienced a lot of brotherly love.
但是我个人实在是经历了许多弟兄姊妹的爱。
And a witness, and also witness.
也见证了弟兄姊妹的爱。
Yes, and for that I'm thankful and grateful.
为这个我实在是非常的感恩。
But because we spend most of our time at home,
但是很多时候我们很多时间是待在家里的。
And some of us may only focus how we could get through the day and get out of this challenging time.
那很多人我们每天想的可能想说，怎么样把这今天这样子度过，度过这个挑战的时刻。
Yes, some of us.
我们当中有些人也许是这样的。Yes,
and we might have not put enough thought concerning our brothers and sisters.
那个时候我们也许对于我们弟兄姊妹，我们就没有那么多的想念。
Yeah. And may the love of God continue to fill us.
我们实在愿意神的爱继续来充满我们。
May His love continue to perfect in us.
愿神的爱继续来成全我们。
Until the day that we shall see Him face to face.
直到那一天我们面对面的看见他。
And that will conclude my sharing today.
我的交通就停在这里。
And that's a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Our God, our Father, our hearts want to give you thanks and bow down before you.
我们的父，我们的神，我们的心实在要愿向你俯伏下拜。
And how you have loved us and given your only begotten Son to us.
因为你实在爱我们，将你的独生的爱子赐给我们。
And to cleanse our sins to be our life, and also through Him we could call you Abba Father.
也洁净我们一切的罪，赐给我们生命。借着他，我们可以称呼你做我们阿爸父。
We thank you because indeed you are love.
我们感谢你，因为你实在就是爱。
And you desire us to live in love, to walk in love, and also to love one another.
你也愿意我们能够行在爱中，能够彼此相爱。
And Father, we thank you for the word that has been spoken in our hearts.
我们感谢你向我们心里所说的话。
And we pray that, and that the word will continue to be to be reminded and to become reality in us.
我们祷告愿这些话语能够继续提醒我们，也在我们当中成为实际。
And so that your love will be perfect in us.
好叫你的爱能够在我们当中成全。
And so that we will have a confidence in the day of judgment.
好在那审判的日子的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。
Our heart wants to give you thanks.
我们的心实在要感谢你。
In your Son, our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
奉你儿子，我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.